Wake Up with Katie.
Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Centre from the bigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm a little worried about hubby Mark, though, because every time we speak and I go, how's Mark? And you go, oh, he's still asleep.
Well, you know, he used to wake up early in New York and he's still on New York time.
Right. So he's not staying up late.
Yeah.
Oh, so he is staying up late at the moment.
Yeah, because he's not quite adjusted to the
AU. Okay. So when we get off air, can you do me a favour?
I'm not waking him.
Yeah, I want you to walk into the bedroom and I want you to play this. Bam, bam, bing, 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 bing. Really, really loudly.
You're trying to ruin my marriage.
Poke the bear. Go on, I dare ya. Alex, great to have you on the show as always. Let's shoot the breeze. And there's a new toothbrush which is coming out, or it may be out, I don't know. It's going to brush and floss for you by using micro robots inside of your mouth. What's going on here?
Yeah, so it's basically a concept that researchers have been able to figure out. It's basically flexible robotic systems that can remove the traces of cavity and gum disease causing biofilms on our teeth. And what they did was they created these little nanoparticles that didn't just clean our teeth but actually floss the teeth at the same time by activating hydrogen peroxide. So the idea behind it is that over time we could just pop these into our mouths and literally have these little nanoparticles floss and brush our teeth. I mean, you have to be pretty lazy to need this, but it's interesting, probably more so from the perspective of someone who can't brush their teeth. So maybe somebody who is in a hospital bed or they're not able to do those kinds of functions.
I'm very happy to be lazy.
Yeah.
Very happy to be lazy.
You're basically outsourcing your teeth brushing.
Pretty much. But I'm cool with that. I'm cool.
You're okay with that?
That sounds like the technology I need inside of my mouth right there. Speaking of technology and moving forward with scientific stuff, scientists have created worms. Yes, we're going from bots in your mouth to worms that can kill cancer cells. This is a huge breakthrough, if true.
Yeah, so this is from the Osaka University, and basically what they've been able to create is microscopic free-living worms could be coated with this hydrogel-based sheath. And basically what happens is these free-living worms can eventually enter the human body and colonize humans when consumed, and the research found that they have a liking for cancer cells. So the concept behind it is that they could detect cancer odor and then also over time actually be used to deliver anti-cancer treatments. So directly entering the human body and dealing directly with the cancer cells.
So to clarify, these worms have actually been created by the scientists. They haven't just gone and dug them up in the backyard and you pop them into your mouth and have a swallow.
Well, where they created the worms is they've discovered that the microscopic free-living worms already exist, but they can be coated with a hydrogel-based sheath.
Ah.
So it's really cool.
Very, very cool indeed, especially killing cancer cells. That is great news. To wrap up our Shoot the Breeze segment this morning, Alex Centre from thebigsmoke.com.au, researchers have found that our brains actually have a low power mode function similar to iPhones. This is very interesting.
Yeah, so when your phone or your computer is running low in power, they have these glowing screens that go dark and they kind of, you know, decompress how they're responding and conserve energy. So basically the idea behind this was a study was done to look into the human brain. They did this study on mice, and what they found was that mice had the same energy-saving strategies as your phone or computer, and that over time, if you were deprived of sufficient food, where you would lose around 15 to 20% of your body weight, your neurons in your brain would actually reduce, and they would actually reduce the amount of ATP used by around 29%, which basically means that they're in a low power mode. It meant also that they would look at the world a little bit differently because it was almost like the world was sort of a bit more cloudy for them, not so much in terms of vision, but just the way that they processed and the cognitive function was performing. But, it was the idea that our brains naturally protect us when we're in that lower power state.
See a mouse in the house, you want to kill it. See a mouse in the lab, and we've got a lot to be thankful for, Alex Centre.
Don't kill the mice. They don't mean harm.
Oh, no. Yeah, but they do a lot of damage, let me tell you.
Redirect them outside.
Okay. We'll see if we can get the Pied Piper on board, shall we? Alex Center. Hey, just a reminder, okay? We're about to wrap up and you're heading to the bedroom. Bam, bam. Have a wonderful week, Alex.
Thank you.